Marketplace in Chicago at this hour. Futures are trading higher in the corn pit, up about 5 to 6 cents. Soybeans have gone from around 18 higher earlier in the day to now 5 lower in the nearby November. The deferreds on out are about 5 to 3 cents lower as well. Bean meal futures are up $1.70. Bean oil 9 cents higher. Live cattle futures are 50 cents, rather 5 cents higher in the nearby December. And feeder cattle are about 25 cents lower. Lean hogs are down a dime, and the wheat futures are now trading up 12 and a quarter cents. A quick look at the forecast tells us during the day today we'll see sunny skies eventually with a high of 33 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 20. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and 31. Thursday night in the area, partly cloudy and a low of 17 degrees. Sunny skies on Friday and 31. And Friday night, partly cloudy and 19 degrees. We'll take a more complete look at the weather forecast a bit later in this program. Let's turn our attention directly to the marketplace at this time. On the phone line is Jackie Vake. She's at Stuart Peterson right here in Champaign County to discuss the marketplace. Good morning to you, Jackie. Tell me about the markets and what you see as has been happening in the overnight trade, Jackie, and then your expectations for the day, the rest of the day today.
Well, I'll tell you what a wild... I thought that the livestock market was the only thing that was like Great America. It's starting to look as if the bean market has taken its place. We traded up stronger, you know, overnight last night, extremely strong, actually. If you look at January, we hit around 1080 overnight, then hit 1086 and a quarter, and we're back down at 1058 and a half, actually down 5.5 to 6 cents. And so... You know, it's being pushed so heavily by the meal market. That's what really drove everything that happened yesterday. You know, the meal market, there were some supposedly some short bought guys out on the East Coast, you know, who were desperate again and just bought into the meal market like crazy. Meal actually put in a new, you know, much higher level today. I think we went up to 417 and 60 cents, and we're back down to 397.80 at the moment. And so is this just profit-taking is a question that you have to ask yourself, and or is it that the market is starting to think maybe like I'm thinking, and that is we'll start to hear a lot of talk about imports of meal, you know, coming up. When you look at the U.S. dollar as high as it is and the real as low as it is, it certainly would make sense that that's what they eventually would do if this continues to go the way that it does. You know, the rail situation is just really making things difficult. Corn actually hit 385, awesome number, and, you know, after the USDA's lowering, you know, it seemed pretty strange at the beginning of the day yesterday, you know, to see the bean market, or actually at the end of the day, see the bean market up dramatically and see the corn market up not nearly as much, but today we've just reversed the places, and so we've got strong support underneath both at the moment, and so I would expect to see, you know, some pullbacks and maybe some consolidation before we really figure out what they're going to do to try and get things taken care of.
So we know that up front this is a transportation distribution problem for bean meal. I'm wondering whether it is also related to expansion in the livestock industry, especially pork producers, maybe the poultry producers as well, because of lower feed cost, and that there might be a larger usage figure that would be coming out later from USDA. We might see that, I suppose, in the December 1 stocks numbers.
Well, I would think that that's true, although, you know, we got a bump on this last one, and I think we'll probably see that, too. You know, I think it's related to, definitely related to the hog market from the standpoint that, you know, the additive that we, methionine that we get out of China has not been available lately, which so it forces higher levels of soy meal feeding. I know from my nutrition days that was the case, mm-hmm. And so it's not really a big surprise. We are seeing a tremendous expansion in the hog market. And so, you know, that too will lead to things. It's going to be interesting as we start closing up the barns here now as it gets colder to see if PADV actually raises its ugly head again. And I think when you look, you know, when you look in the livestock market and you look at hogs, hogs have been climbing, and I think that's an indication that the market is expecting that's probably what's going to happen. And so, you know, the whole meal situation is being based on the idea that we're going to have lots more consumption going on, but you got to have baby pigs to be able to do it. So it's really a kind of a it's a double-edged sword at the moment. We don't have an answer on either side.
So there are lots of questions there for those who are uninitiated. Methionine is one of the 10 essential amino acids, and that is a very large part of almost all feed diets for all livestock, and that helps them grow and gain weight. And then, of course, PEDV is a very, very, very tough disease on baby pigs. Takes out about, had at least taken out about, 10% of the piglets.
It gets into a
barn system. Although most are saying they expect that to be half that as they've learned to control it some this fall. So we'll see what
the numbers
look like.
I think that's really interesting because I attended a meeting not very long ago, and I've heard people make that same statement. They're making that statement with the idea that they think that it's like a flu virus from the standpoint that the PEDV that hit us last year is just one particular coronavirus, and it's not. There are three different coronaviruses, much more serious than what they have in Europe, and so therefore you could be hit by PEDV by one virus this year, and yes, you will have some immunities, and the sows will have some immunities to it, and then newborn pigs will have some immunities to that. But just like with the flu, if you happen to get hit by the other virus, there's no immunity there. And so, you know, it's like getting the flu shot. You're rolling the dice. And so, you know, they've been trying to develop some vaccines. The people that I talk to from the Pork Council say not very good at this point in time yet. You know, and so this, again, is going to be one of those situations where, we're sitting in a spot that says to us, we really don't know until we get that far. So you can speculate all you want to, you know, or people can speculate, oh, it won't hurt it nearly as much this time, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's true. It just depends upon the typical or the type of coronavirus that they pick up in the PEDV family. And so they're definitely not out of the woods. Let's put it that way.
All right, so bring this all back to the corn and the soybean markets. Producers in our area and a large part of the Midwest are done or mostly done. They have hauled to town. They have put it in the bin. And I would guess that most of them are thinking, I'm not really going to market it again until I need it for tax purposes before the end of the year or until I actually need cash, one of the two.
Well, that's true, you know, and there's no question about that, you know, and or until the emotional strain, if we would take this market lower, gets to be too much. Add that to it, okay, because emotion definitely plays into marketing decisions. And so I would have to say that I think that is definitely the attitude, and I think you're seeing that reflection in the, you know, in the demand situation, in the higher futures and better basis in some places where, you know, they would like to lock up as many beans as they possibly can. The other twist, Todd, and we'll talk about it maybe a little this afternoon, is the APEX meeting that's going on over in China. Mm-hmm. And you know that China is basically treating this similar to what they did with the Olympics from the standpoint that they cleared up all the smog. And just to give an idea of what the smog situation is like there, you know, we're used to seeing models come down the runway with the newest dresses and the newest clothes for this year. Well, when a model comes down the runway in China, it actually comes with a matching mask for them to wear.
Hmm.
That's how bad the smog is. And so they've cleared the skies. The people can see the blue sky now. And you wonder if this isn't shades of the Olympics, where they front-loaded so heavily on beans prior to the Olympics and prior to everything else, and then after the Olympics just stopped buying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hope that's not the case.
They wanted everything in place and meat ready to go for the Olympics, and then they shut down for a while. Okay.
Yeah, and let's hope that's not the case. But I would say to producers, you know, this is a tremendous opportunity to either reward some cash sales, get some sales on the books for 2015 beans, and or if you have puts in place, I've just been rolling puts higher like crazy. I mean, when you look at the fact that you can roll up 40 cents up for somewhere between 25 and 30 cents, depending upon what strike prices you're doing, how often do you get a return of 25 to 30 cents? And in corn, you can do a lot of times with a 50% return for a 20-cent roll-up.
Yep.
I think it makes total sense to take advantage of this.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time with us. We'll talk with you again during the closing market report this afternoon.
You betcha. Thanks, Todd. Take care.
That Bye-bye. Is Jackie Vex. She's with Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County, of course. You're listening to her on WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Don't forget to visit our ag website at willag.org.